The Colts in session. The Colts in session. Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Peter B. Collins, news and comment here on Wednesday, April 25th, 2012. We've got two court stories to lead off with today. In Washington, the Supremes took on the oral arguments of Arizona's 2010 immigration law, Senate Bill 1070. And this is a very controversial issue, and based on the oral arguments, it appears that the Obama administration will lose, and the nutball governor of Arizona, what's her name, will come out looking pretty good here, at least based on the oral arguments. And what's interesting is that this paired up the two solicitors or the attorneys who presented arguments in the Obamacare case, Solicitor General Donald Verrilli and his Republican opponent Paul Clement. And based on the oral arguments, here are a few comments. Justice Sotomayor, the first Hispanic justice on the Supreme Court, challenged Verrilli, saying, "You can see this isn't selling very well. Why don't you try to come up with something else?" And usually we expect that to come from Scalia, and it would be in the thought bubble over Clarence Thomas if he ever said anything. And so the Chief Justice clarified that this is not about racial profiling. This, of course, is the law that allows a cop to demand papers from somebody they stop. And it, of course, is a potential conflict between federal law that controls immigration and local police authority. And Arizona argues that it needs this because the federal government has failed in its role as the controller of the borders and the authority over immigration. Here are a couple of sites for you. The argument concerned the part of the law requiring state officials to check status in some circumstances. Several justices said states were entitled to enact such provisions, which make mandatory inquiries to federal authorities from local police officers that are already commonplace. Chief Justice Roberts, "It seems to me that the federal government just doesn't want to know who is here illegally or not." Justice Stephen Breyer, saying that he might be prepared to uphold the provision if it were clear the process of checking immigration status would not result in detention for a significantly longer time than in the ordinary case. And Scalia, with a snarky remark, challenged Verrilli, saying, "So we have to enforce our laws in a manner that will please Mexico?" So it appears that this, the last oral argument of the spring session, could be a loss for the Obama administration, but we'll wait for the final decision. In a courtroom in Greensboro, North Carolina, the salacious and sordid story of John Edwards, the hush money paid to his mistress by Bunny Mellon, via Andrew Young, not the former Atlanta mayor and UN ambassador, but Andrew Young, who was a longtime friend and former staffer to John Edwards. And it was this guy Young who took the blame for the pregnancy and love child of the mistress of Mr. Edwards, Riel Hunter. And I am fascinated by this case, not because I care about who slept with whom and whose child it is and those issues, but I fundamentally think that the government doesn't have a case here, because the money in question never entered the campaign accounts. The money in question never was paid directly to the candidate, John Edwards. He has deniability over it. Young is testifying that Edwards did know about Bunny Mellon paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to Andrew Young. And Andrew Young siphoned off a lot of that money. It didn't even go to Riel Hunter. He used it to build a $1.5 million dream house. So nobody comes out of this looking clean. But for me, the bottom line is that Edwards is being prosecuted for violating campaign finance laws. And I don't see a case there. I truly do not think that there is a legitimate case. My friend and colleague Sabelle Edmonds has a powerful post at Boiling Frogs Post today, and I encourage you to read it. It's based on an article, equally powerful, from Glenn Greenwald at Salon.com. And it's about the publication of a new book from Jose Rodriguez, the former CIA top dog who ran the directorate, the intelligence directorate, where they control all the covert operations. Rodriguez in the book admits that he destroyed the videotapes of torture, waterboarding, and other activities. And as Sabel points out, as she is being hounded by the FBI for publishing her book, which contains no classified information, it's just embarrassing to the FBI, and it exposes wrongdoing there, probably criminal behavior. But here, Rodriguez, like Bush and Cheney, can brag about breaking the law. And in the book, which of course was approved for publication by the CIA, Rodriguez says, yeah, I destroyed the tapes and I think it was a good idea. And there was a special prosecutor named who slow walked it and ultimately decided on one or two meaningless indictments. And that's where that one stands. But I do encourage you to read Sabel's article at boilingfrogspost.com. And another Salon piece that was forwarded to me by Mark Crispin Miller. He runs a great listserv if you want to go to his website, markcrispinmiller.com. Jefferson Morley published a piece in Salon following up on something that I mentioned a couple of days ago. And that is the expansion of the use of unmanned aerial drones inside the United States. He cites the Parma, Ohio Police Department contacting the manufacturer of a drone to find out if, hey, can we put a grenade launcher or a 12-gauge shotgun on our Shadow Hawk? The answer was yes, by the way. They also profile government agencies in Maryland and other parts of the country. There is now a drone industry lobby group, the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, with 507 corporate members in 55 countries. And this is something we really need to pay attention to, because the expansion of the use of drones, not only in the wars around the world, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, we use them in Libya. This is a very serious change, and while Jose Rodriguez can talk about drones in his book, the official position of our government is that we don't talk about them. We can neither confirm nor deny their existence because it's all top secret. So much bullshit. And it's flying right above our heads now with not only surveillance, but armed aerial drones in the United States. I find it extremely alarming. Mitt Romney claimed victory last night in a speech in Manchester, New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich has said he's going to finally get out. So that leaves Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, who presumably will not get out ever. And while Ron Paul has not won states, he has picked up delegates through some very interesting backroom maneuvers. I don't think that's going to cause Mitt Romney to select Ron Paul as his vice presidential nominee. But what was remarkable about the Romney speech, and I watched it last night, is that he blames everything on Barack Obama. Whether it's the number of people on food stamps or the high cost of student loans or the lack of jobs for Americans. And the media never calls him out and says, hey, dude, it's the Republican policies that created the mess that was left for Obama when he took over in January of 2009. And if the media won't advance that argument, shouldn't David Axelrod, David Plouffe, and the other professionals on the Obama campaign team? In Fort Meade, Maryland, the trial of Bradley Manning, accused of the WikiLeaks leak. A military judge has ordered Army prosecutors to provide government assessments of the potential damage caused by the WikiLeaks dumps. And I think this is something that's favorable to Bradley Manning, because from everything we know, none of these exposures has seriously compromised American missions or caused life-risking or loss-of-life situations because this information came out. And I hope that will redound to the benefit of Bradley Manning. I still have a free Bradley Manning sticker on my laptop computer. Israel, muscling further, has announced that it is legalizing 3 illegal Jewish outposts in the West Bank. That's really all we need to know about that, and it's just dandy. Here in California, we're bucking the trend, as states across the country are passing laws to restrict access to abortion, to place burdens on women seeking an abortion, like sonograms, and you've got to wait 24 hours, and you got to sit through a shaming exercise from a Texas legislator. Well, here in California, we are working to expand access to abortion. And a bill carried by State Senator Christine Kehoe, a Democrat from San Diego, would allow midwives, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners to perform the aspiration-type abortion, which is the most common procedure, and it takes place in the first trimester. And I think that while nobody celebrates abortion, I celebrate abortion rights and access to abortion, because we're seeing a return to the dark ages here as Republicans in state houses across the country are making it harder and harder for women to even find a clinic, much less get an abortion, a pregnancy termination, if that's what they seek. And finally today, a little more detail on the lone suspect so far indicted for BP's Gulf oil well blowout. His name is Kurt Mix. He lives in Houston, and he was arrested on a criminal complaint, saying that he destroyed evidence of text messages and other communications related to the blowout of the Macondo well that started last April, two years ago, on April 20th. 11 workers were killed, and of course we know it was the most egregious environmental disaster in American history. And I can't evaluate the nature of these charges. They say he intentionally deleted text messages from his phone, but they're going to get this guy, a mid-level engineering supervisor, and no executives of BP or Transocean or Halliburton have to face any music whatsoever? Well, I hope to be proven wrong, that Kurt Mix is not the first and the last held accountable for the blowout in the Gulf. Thanks for joining me today for this free news and comment. Share it far and wide. Go ahead, put it up on Facebook and say that you like it. Thanks for listening.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.